Lauren's on the phone. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
I understand that you're leaving us.
I'm relocating to California.
I've been in
Austin 8 years.
8 years? Where are you moving to in California?
South Lake Tahoe.
Oh, God. It's beautiful there. What do you do?
I did work for REI. I'm going to work for Pearl Izumi, which is a cycling and running company.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They make good stuff.
What a beautiful place in the world to live and work.
I've never been.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I've been on the... I skied the California side last spring, but I was in Lake Tahoe. You went to Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, South Lake Tahoe. It's the California side.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah, the lake's really big, so I'll be on the south side of the lake.
Oh, it's good.
But I know
awesome.
They're skiing on the north side, too.
Right. What a beautiful place to live and work and grow up.
Yeah.
But we've had 8 years.
Crammed into a Dodge Caravan.
Dude, you're really cool.
You're driving right now? You're leaving?
I'm on 290. I'm almost I-10.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
That's sad, kind of.
That's so sad.
Lauren, do you realize we've had 8 years together?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. I came to Austin for college.
Where are you?
I'm a little wigged out right now. I sold all my furniture. I don't have anything.
Is this like you're just going to be like a ski bum type of thing? Or?
No, well, one of my old buddies went to work for them. He's recruited me, so I do have a friend there.
Oh, that's good.
So you're driving there by yourself today?
Yes. Well, I'm driving to Las Cruces today, and then I go to L.A. and then to Tahoe.
City of Crosses.
I'm sad for you.
No,
I'm excited for you, but we're going to miss you. I mean, it won't be the same.
Look how much has changed. You were a college kid when we first met.
Uh-huh. I actually came into the show when you guys were auditioning people for the spot that Debbie got.
Oh, that was less than 8 years ago.
That was like...
I was young.
4 years ago. Felt like 16 years ago.
Well, best of luck to you. Stay in touch. Hopefully someday our company will stream on the internet. You can check out the show that way.
Awesome.
I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, do you have any special JB and Sandy memories?
Yeah, what's your fondest memory?
Oh, she's fading.
It's going.
She's already cutting out.
She's going.
Lauren.
I'll never let go, Lauren. I'll never let go.
It's over.
You just have that handy?
I like country.
This one's for you, Lauren. Who wrote this? Lauren, this one's for you.
If he can hear us.
I-10, I think he loses us.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home? Who's never struck out? To find a dream and a life of their own.
Bye, Lauren.
A place in the clouds, a foundation of soul. Many precede and many will.
I hope she can hear us.
She can hear us.
A young girl's dreams no longer hollow.
She's just a little college kid.
It takes the shape of
she's gonna cry.
She's grown up.
But what it holds for her, she hasn't yet.
She's blossomed.
She needs wide open spaces.
Go, Lauren.
Room to make a big mistake.
Go, Lauren, go.
She traveled this road as a child.
Getting on I-10, going to Las Cruces.
Wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired.
Sleeping in a crappy motel.
Some guy that says she's her friend.
If these are life lessons, she'll take this.
Dad checks the oil, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dad checks the dipstick.
She knows the highest day. She knows the highest day.
Leaving it all behind.
Their friends.
Yep. Hey, shh, daddy's gonna check the oil. Shh, shh.
As her folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl. She said it didn't seem like that long ago.
We finished.
When she stood there and let her own folks know she needed wide open spaces. Room to make big mistakes. She needs new faces. She knows the high stakes.
I'm reading this email. Nancy emailed and said, you guys are making me cry and I don't even know Lauren.